Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Good evening, everyone.
A special welcome back to anyone in from out of town, college students coming home for Holy Week or from spring break, including one college student, graduate student, Aaron Herrenbruck in the back here, seminarian from Boonville, or as he says, Boone Heaven, Indiana. Aaron's halfway through seminary, and he reminded us of that tonight. So good to have you back, Aaron. I hope you have a great Holy Week here. For the times where we have failed to live in the light or the love of Christ, failed to make every day or every week holy, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord to prepare us to celebrate this Mass. The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. Why did Jesus love these people so much? We're tonight in John chapter 12, the first several verses of that chapter. And if you've ever read the Gospel of John, you know these characters pop up a few times in the Gospel reading. But what's interesting is that we know much more about Martha and Mary than we do about Lazarus. Why did he love them, these three, so much? Well, first there's Mary. She's the extravagant one. In John chapter 11, which is the preceding chapter to tonight's gospel, in that gospel reading, Lazarus is dead, and Mary stays at home weeping, and Jesus comes all the way to her house, and when he enters the house, she says, "Master, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." In other words, like, you could have saved him, right? And Jesus says, "I know, don't worry, we'll raise him up." And then tonight, she takes this really costly perfume. Imagine like some seventh grade boy that's gotten cologne for the first time, maybe Axe body spray, and uses the whole bottle for a school dance. It fills the room, it says. She dumps the whole thing out on his feet. I mean, in the Old Testament times or back in Jesus' day, you would anoint not the feet, but the head. That was the most sacred part. Plus, just like if you're putting on perfume or something today, you put it on your neck, and that's where people are going to give you a hug, and they'll smell it there, right? Or maybe on your wrist, because whenever your hand moves around, they'll smell it there. You don't put it down on your feet. Maybe you should, but so she takes this really expensive stuff and wastes it. And then if that wasn't enough, her hair, which is probably hanging down on his feet anyway, she begins to use her hair to kind of smooth it out or lap it up to dry it all off. And so the dirt and the sand from his feet is becoming part of her hair now. Like, this is so extravagant, right? Why did Jesus love her so much? It's actually interesting, too, that I went back to look at John 11 to kind of find more of the story of these characters. And I didn't realize this, but in John chapter 11, verse 2, the gospel reads, Mary was the one who had anointed Jesus' feet with her hair before this story in the gospel, in the Bible, like in the timeline chronology of the Bible. So in other words, like this story might be out of order. Regardless, she's the one who's showing affection, like, and belief in the Lord all the time. She sits at his feet to listen to him one time when he comes to her house. That's her, right? And then there's Martha. She's the busy bee. She's probably like, she'd be like, if I had to pick any of these characters, that'd be my mom, you know? In the previous story, she runs, in John 11, whenever Lazarus dies, her brother, she runs out and finds Jesus out in the marketplace. She's not going to wait for Jesus to come around. She's going to go get him, right? She goes and gets Jesus and says, you could have saved my brother. And he says, take me there. And then tonight in the gospel reading, she's busy about serving in the house in this house in Bethany. It doesn't say that it was her house in particular, but she took up the spoon and the spatula and the apron, and she's going to get to work because that's who she is. In another reading, she actually does host Jesus at her own home, and she's busy in the kitchen and says, Lord, tell that Mary to get off her lazy rear end and help me cook, you know? So she's the practical lady. She's the one who's always doing, using her energy, never stops. Why does he love her so much? And the last character is Lazarus. We know almost nothing about him except he's been ill and he died and he's back to life and people want to kill him for it. You know, you heard that part of the gospel. They're starting to plot to kill Jesus, but also to kill Lazarus because Lazarus has become such a powerful witness or evangelizer that the Jews want him gone next too because he's going to make other people believe. Have you ever been accused of that? You've been accused of being so good at spreading the gospel that people want you gone? What a compliment that would be. So Lazarus, we know nearly nothing about. In fact, like even the home is sometimes called Lazarus's house and sometimes it's called the sister's house. So I was reading up today from a man named Jean Vanier. He started a community for people who have disabilities to kind of serve them and give them kind of a place to go to be together. He says he wonders, and he admits this is not necessarily canon, but he wonders if Lazarus might have been a person with a disability because he doesn't get to say anything. Maybe he can't. His personality is not talked about. Maybe it's because they wanted to keep it hidden. Maybe his sisters are not married and are staying at home with him to bring him up because he can't shower or do the finances or cook. Maybe he's got special needs. I never thought about that. What if Lazarus had a severe case of Down syndrome or was born with some other disability or special need? What if that was him? Why would Jesus love him so much? You know, I asked the question, why does he love these people so much? That one, I think, would be the easiest. Just the other night, I went to a school musical here in town, and a family that I know came up to me, and one of their children has Down syndrome. And golly, that kid is the happiest kid on the face of the earth. If you know him, his name's Hayden. I won't say too much. I don't want to embarrass him or his family. He came up to me, he saw me in the theater, and he doesn't really put Father Tyler together. He always just says, like, Tyler, you know, which is actually kind of cool because he's just like my buddy. He comes up, and he's like, oh, Tyler, and he hugs me, and he pats me 1,000 times as we're hugging, right? And he never lets go. I have to, like, kind of push him away, right? Good hug, right? Okay, you know? But I probably get more hugs from that guy, Hayden, than from anyone else on the face of the earth. It's so easy to love him. It'd be so easy for Jesus to love him. In fact, if he had special needs, Lazarus, it wouldn't be surprising that Jesus is constantly going to his house. Who was Jesus looking for all the time? The childlike. Those who are poor in some way. Those who needed God's strength the most. And aren't those the people that shine God's light the brightest? But don't just give all the credit to Lazarus, regardless of his abilities. Look at Martha and Mary. I wonder if he doesn't love Martha because she's in the kitchen I mean, how many great people in history would never have been great if someone didn't care for them at home? The silent, unsung heroes. I bet heaven is populated more with little old church ladies cooking for priests than with priests. Tell me I'm wrong. I hope a few of us make it too, but I wonder if he didn't love her because of who she was and what she did, and no one saw it, but he did, because he's God and he sees all. And I wonder if he didn't love Mary because she had nothing to lose. You know, a line in the gospel tonight, he says, the poor you will always have with you. You're always going to have poor people with you. I wonder if she actually beats that phrase. Because I was thinking about that. The only way you would ever get rid of the poor is if you become more poor than they are. Right? I think Mary spent her whole life doing that. She saved up all this amazing stuff and then spilled it at the feet of Christ. She sat at his feet whenever he was talking, because who cares if the supper burns? I've got God right here. She emptied herself entirely. How would you not love that? Folks, this week is Holy Week, and I think that what all of us want the most, yes, freedom from a vice, yes, healing in a relationship, yes, answers to discernment. We want all of that this week. But I think what we'd love even more than that is simply to know the answer of why Jesus Christ loves us so much. I think the only answer to that question is he just does. Accept it.